The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Yeah. Dubai 92's Big Breakfast.
All the music I love.
It's going to be great.
A very good morning to you and welcome along to your Thursday. Nat and Jerry with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Another adventurous day out there for sure.
Yeah, it's been an adventure for these 2 days. So
yeah, and I thought today was going to be different. I was, you know, driving along Shakeside Road and going, yes, okay, things have cleared up, all good, getting to work on time. And then I saw cars driving down in the opposite direction on the same side of Shakeside Road as I was. This is just before Almanara on the southbound journey. And I decided not to continue further. I wasn't sure what's going on. So if anybody's got eyes on Shakeside Road, let us know. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tricky one out there. Stay home if you can.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Neo and Closer on Dubai 92. You and Nat's enjoy on The Big Breakfast. Hope you're faring well today. Let us know how you're doing. 04871 5533 on WhatsApp. So something's going on Shakeside Road. Not entirely sure because I was deviated off it. Just before Almanara on the southbound journey, I saw that cars were going up and down it on the same side of the road. So everybody who was going southbound was on the left-hand side. And then I saw a whole queue of taxis and cars coming back towards me on the northbound journey, but on the same side of the road, if you know what I mean. And they were all veering off on the Almanara exit, which is a little bit flooded still, but really hats off to everybody in Dubai working tirelessly to take care of the floods and bring back everything to normal, because honestly, it's like a completely different state of affairs out there.
I know. It took them, I mean, yesterday they've done a wonderful job, because if you can see it today,
yeah,
where I live, it was not only flooded, you can practically swim there. But now it's just, it's all fine.
It's all nothing. Dry in Jumeirah as well.
Right.
I put my wellies on to leave the house and I didn't need them, so I got back into my sneakers. However, yeah, I think there's a little bit of Shakeside Road that is still blocked or maybe is still waterlogged a little bit. But if you happen to have eyes on that section and you know what's going on, let us know. Give us a shout either on the phone lines or WhatsApp 04871 5533. That is our number. We'd love to know what is the most smile-worthy thing that you saw yesterday, you know? Like people just sort of making the most of the situation. I saw somebody kayaking in Jumeirah and somebody on a jet ski. So, you know, you got to sort of smile at the people that are like, oh, you know what? Well, I can't get out of my house. I'm going to use my water sports equipment and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, just look at the bright side.
Yeah, so they were definitely doing that and seemed to be having a good time while at it. Let us know what you saw. We're here with you until 10.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
So good from REM on Dubai 92, Man on the Moon. Nat and Joey here with you on The Big Breakfast with your feel great tracks, soundtracking the rest of your Thursday. Honestly, we've got some top tunes on the way, some great prizes up for grabs, and now we're going to kickstart your quiz. I'm looking forward to the questions you've got lined up for me, Joey. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, yesterday you made them difficult for me. Even though it was a 50-50% chance, still, to
they
me,
weren't
that was difficult.
They
were very difficult.
The ones before that were so easy. You scored 3 out of 3, and then you didn't go that easy on me. So let's see what you've got in store for me today.
Of course I didn't go that easy. Okay, anyways, today is Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Poem in My Pocket Day.
Yeah, so I thought, why not do a quiz about poems? But I don't know any poems, so let's go music, because, you know, songs, lyrics, rhymes.
Right.
They all rhyme.
Yes.
So these are five, we'll do three, but I have five just in case.
Okay.
Five songs that are on the top 10, one of the top 10 Billboard 100 now.
Oh, no.
So you know these songs because we play them on the radio, but I'm not going to sing them for you. I'm just going to read the lyrics, and you have to just tell me the last word, the blank. Fill in the blank with just one word.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
Let's see.
Very easy.
Yeah, if you say so.
Okay?
Yeah.
First one. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I'll tell ya, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got...
song. Okay. I've got love.
Yes.
Yay!
It's love.
Okay, what's the song?
That was Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Right.
Next one. This is a song that you love a lot. Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good being alone? Yeah, it's taken a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my...
teeth. Out of my mind. Sing it again. Tell me again. It's Lose Control by Teddy Swims. Can I at least score a point?
No, I mean, you get props for that, but I mean,
okay.
No. Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm not good at being alone?
Yes.
Yeah, it's taken a toll on me trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my... Has to rhyme with alone.
Bones.
Yes.
Yes.
Took a while. But we got there.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one.
Go.
Too hot to think straight, too cold to panic. All of the problems just feel...
So dramatic.
Close. It's dramatic.
Dramatic.
Only,
dramatic.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
That's Texas
Hold'em Beyonce.
Okay.
You want one more?
Well, I got three. Yeah, but go on. Let's
okay.
do one more. Cause
last one.
Can you sing it, though, this time?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Not then I'll make it easy. No, I'm no longer funny because I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever. Now you still can't call me.
At all? it's gonna rhyme with laugh?
Yeah, kind of. I think it rhymes with laugh, but yeah.
Does it?
That's not really
it's Noah Kahan Stick Season, isn't it?
Oh, that's,
it
actually,
is.
That's
yeah,
also.
So I know that much. I can't call me back.
Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
You can't call me back, baby.
Thank you.
I got it.
Great job.
Yes. I love this quiz.
You're good with rhymes.
I'm not good with rhymes. I'm good with music. If you'd sang it, like sung it.
No, I'm not going to sing it.
It. No. I can't. I'm not good with English, apparently, this morning. So this is going to be interesting for us.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Tears for Fears on Dubai 92. Nats and Joey with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. 20 degrees when I got into the car driving into work, Joey, which is nice. Haven't seen that in a while.
Is that considered cold here?
No, right? But it's colder than it's been in recent days, right? We were sort of faring around the 22, 23 mark, but a couple of degrees makes a world of a difference.
When I went to Madrid and it was like 20
yeah.
degrees there, I froze.
That was during the day. So yeah, it was nippy this morning for me. I'm a desert girl though, so yeah. You know, I find 20 degrees cold.
I got used to the weather here too as well, so.
I mean, we came into the studio, it was 18 degrees in here and both of us were like, brr. And I'm wearing a hoodie, you're wearing a t-shirt, so we do temper differently.
Exactly, 100%.
It is time for my favorite part of the day, something that we didn't Joe at this time yesterday.
Okay, this is a good one. Why are they called teddy bears? Do you know?
No,
okay.
I've never even questioned it.
Okay, here's why. This is a great story. Back in 1902, Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th U.S. president. Okay?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Goes hunting with some buddies. Now, back then, there weren't really... there was a bit of animal cruelty. I mean, it was in the 1900s. But anyways, they went hunting, and he was the only one that couldn't hunt a bear.
Okay.
So one of his friends said, look, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to tie a bear, and then you can hunt it down.
No, no.
It was awful. And he said, no, that's unsportsmanlike. I don't want to do that. And then the news got out, and they made like a political drawing of him on the newspaper, and everyone knew about it, especially one couple that makes... toys, and they thought, let's make a bear toy dedicated to Teddy, and we'll call it Teddy's Bear. And that's how teddy bears become a thing.
Joey, if there was a score higher than a 10 for me to give it to you today, I would give it. That is my favorite something I didn't Joe at this time yesterday that you have done thus far.
I thought it was very interesting.
It really is. I never questioned it. You know, there's so many things that are named certain things and you don't question it. You're like, that's just the name of that thing. But then if you you dive into it, you find out some really interesting things. And that's the whole premise of something that we didn't Joe at this time yesterday. And you are slaying and I love it.
You're welcome.
Silent Joe.
We don't know why he breaks his silence when he does. We also don't know if it's always a good thing when he does.
Three things you need to know.
On Dubai 92.
Dubai has extended the remote working period for government employees as well as private school students due to the result of the storm that we had through to tomorrow as well. So if you can stay home, do so while everybody is working tirelessly to clean up our roads and make everything spick and span and safe. 12 of Dubai's most acclaimed chefs have lined up to take part in Galton Milo's inaugural Culinary Innovators event, which is a pop-up that's taking place from the 25th to the 26th 27th of April, and it's all part of Dubai Food Festival's 2024 edition, which is just around the corner, and I'm very excited about it, where you can sample the finest creations from the region's best chefs. And Taylor Swift fans, in the UK in particular, have been scammed out of over $1.2 million while trying to buy Eras Tour tickets, mostly through ads on Facebook. So if you are trying to buy tickets, I know a lot of people are trying to catch her tour this summer, make sure that you buy your tickets through legitimate sites only and not through social media ads. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's brand new from Bon Jovi. It's called Legendary. In fact, the part where he says legendary, I have to say, is my favorite part of the song. It's a new single from an album that they're going to be dropping on June the 7th called Forever. So if you've been missing Bon Jovi, then this is your chance to dive into some new music. And whenever they release a new album, it means a new tour, and they are amazing to watch live.
I hope they come here.
Oh, they came to Abu Dhabi many, many years ago, and honestly, it was such a great gig.
He's amazing. Great performer, too. Do you still use your card to pay for stuff?
I usually use my phone to pay for most things, yeah.
So not cash.
So no, I don't take my credit card out with me anymore because it's on my phone. And I have cash because you have to have cash especially if you're like at a petrol station or something, you want to leave tips and things like that. But I tend to pay with things through my credit card, on the phone,
so
because then I get miles for it.
Would you consider start paying cash instead of using your card from now on?
Well, no, because I like to get the miles with my card, like I said, and then you can do upgrades when you go on holiday. However, speaking of which, I went on holiday, and there, for some reason, because I was in another country, I thought, well, you know, what if they scam you and your card and that kind of stuff? So we were more likely to use the cash that we'd brought with us, especially because once you change money into that currency, you're going to lose money trying to change it back. So we wanted to try to get rid of all the cash that we brought with us, which wasn't that much, but it really made me think about what I was spending when I was paying for cash. Whereas if I just go tap and pay, I don't really think about the quantity as much.
Exactly. That's why I brought this up, because if you use cash from now on, which is weird that not a lot of people do this, but when you use cash, I mean, the psychological blow is much more than when you use your card, because you start to count the amount that you're going to give, let's say, the cashier or whatever you're buying for.
Yeah, it's so true.
You give the coins, you give the amount, and then they give you the money back. And then you look into your wallet, you see that
you don't have money. Much. Exactly.
And I think this is a great way, if you want to save money, then use to pay with cash instead of your card from now on.
100%, because if you take out a certain amount of money, and that is, you know, your per diem, if you will, or your per monthum, whatever it is, like that's the amount that I've got to go with for April, right? And every time I go out and I decide to buy something, whether it's food or an item of clothing or something, I would think again, because then I would see, I've only got this much left to the end of the month. Whereas you lose sight of things when you're just tap and pay or you're using your credit card. And then you go to pay your credit card bill, you know, when that is due, and you think to yourself, how have I done that? Like, how have I spent more than I was supposed to? And
exactly,
you know, then
you're
cutting into your savings. So it's actually a really smart way of saving money. Yeah. If there was a way that I could still get the miles when I withdraw the money, then I would go back to cash, sure.
But you would save a lot more money than...
You're right. You're right, I would. But I also like to be able to upgrade from time to time and, you know, make Sleepy Sleeperson on a flight. And not that I travel that much. So, you know, if saving money is the way forward, then you're probably right.
I know this friend who takes out the amount that he wants to spend this month and puts him in an envelope.
Yeah.
And he just puts his card away. And he's like, this is the amount that I'm going to use for this month. If by, I don't know, halfway through the month, I've spent more than half of the amount, then I need to find a way to adjust to what I have, because that's how I need to save more money, because I, you know, he has goals. He wants to do stuff with his life in the future. So, yeah, that's the way to go.
I think, you know, you could even go one step further and divvy it up into four envelopes for the month, right? And if you have any left over from that envelope, it goes into the next envelope for the next week and that kind of thing. You know, break it down week by week or something. But I like this, actually, because, yeah, we're not very good at saving, let's be honest.
100%. So try that out. Cash will save you money.
Cash will save you money. Put that on a t-shirt.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Pretenders on Dubai 92, the most rock and roll gig that I ever did see here in the UAE a few years ago. They performed at the Irish Village. If you were there, let me know. 0487155333. Honestly, Joey, it was the gig of gigs. It was incredible. Chrissy Hynde is a legend, and her autobiography, Reckless, is one that I recommend to absolutely anybody who loves reading and loves music, because you get a twofer. You get to find out all about her life, but all about the music scene while she was living her life back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. And you'll discover some incredible musicians by reading it. But if ever you get the chance to watch Pretenders live in concert, go.
Hopefully, if they come back, I'm definitely there.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. It was a tough one these past 2 days.
Yeah, definitely.
It was wild.
It was interesting. It was an experience. We'd love to know your experience in the rain. It was a once-in-a-lifetime storm. What happened to you? What did you see? Let us know. 0487155333. You can give us a call or ping us on WhatsApp. It's the same number.
Are you okay, though?
Yes, I am. I did send you a video of something that transpired in my house yesterday. So, yeah, during the storm, in fact, the first night that it started, I realized that in the guest bathroom, there was a bit of water coming from the ceiling. So we removed the light bulb and put some buckets into the bathroom and some towels. And we thought, oh, okay, we're going to be fine. Next day, obviously, the storm of storms hit and more buckets were needed and more towels. And we had to keep going in there and emptying them out. And I thought, well, this is going to be the worst of it. And I kept checking on it. And it was bad, but okay, it was manageable. And then yesterday I thought to myself, okay, I wonder now that it's dried out what the stain situation on the ceiling is going to be. And I walked into the bathroom and there's no more ceiling. It was on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, so the ceiling kind of collapsed onto the floor. It got so waterlogged that, well, crumbled basically. And the bathroom...
It's no longer a bathroom. Yeah.
No, it looks like something, I don't know, a bit untoward. And it's not my house. You know, we've lived there since I was a kid. It's not my house. So I discovered that late last night. So today I'm going to have a little chat with the landlord. But obviously, I'll fix it myself and that kind of thing. But have to be grateful that nobody was in the bathroom at the time. But it's completely destroyed. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm really glad that you're okay. And I hope everyone out there is okay as well.
I know a lot of people have had some serious damage, you know, in their homes, in their cars, in their apartments. I know somebody stayed the night in his car because the whole building was out of electricity and he lives on the 30th floor, so he couldn't get up there and was just charging his phone in the car and sleeping there. A lot of people stuck on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road overnight. But honestly, shout out to all the rescue teams and the efforts that have been made by our beautiful country to get everything back in order.
I saw something yesterday that kind of put a smile on my face. So I left the apartment, wanted to go grab a bite to eat, which was a bit difficult because most of the restaurants were either out of food to give because they couldn't get
any
deliveries or anything in there. So only had like specific type of menus you can order from. So we went there, had a bite to eat, and we crossed the metro so we can get to the other side of Sheikh Zayed Road.
Yeah, so the metro walkway.
Yeah. Yeah. And one side of Sheikh Zayed Road was closed because they were trying to get all the water out of the tunnels because it was both sides were tunnels near Trade Center and the other side, which I don't know what...
Interchange
that,
one.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So that side was closed. If you're heading towards Abu Dhabi, is that south?
Yeah, southbound.
Southbound.
Yeah.
So it was closed and I thought, okay, man, they might clear this out later. Finished eating, went back up, and then I saw a lot of people on that side of the road with their kids on bicycles, on scooters, taking pictures, running around, having fun.
Walking their dog.
Some people were walking their dog as well on Sheikh Zayed Road.
Yeah, because when are you ever going to get the chance to sort of have
Never.
That vantage point and be on such an iconic road as well and do those things? And I saw this on social media and it did make me smile because it was like people just sort of making the most of the situation and going, you know what? Like, they've closed the road. Nobody's saying that we can't be here, so we might as well just ride our bike around here or walk our dog and play frisbee and that kind of stuff. And and they seem to be having a good time making the most of it, which is nice.
It's nice. It really made me smile. I really wanted to join them, but I don't have a bike, so I thought, maybe.
I had neighbors kayaking down the street
and I
thought, well, good on them that they've got like water sport equipment in their house, and they thought, well, why not use it? It's, you know, there's water here, so I'm just gonna kayak around and go get myself around the neighborhood and see what's what and see if the neighbors need anything. And you know, I zoom past me and he's like, you're all good? And I was in my wellies. I'm like, yeah, I'm all good. You having a good time? Yep. You need
insane.
Anything? No, but thanks, buddy, for checking on me, you know. So let us know
crazy.
Your experience if you feel like sharing it with us. And do remember that also we are playing Are You Smarter for your chance to go off to the Cirque du Soleil Crystal, which is on at the end of the month at Etihad Arena. So just give us a shout on our WhatsApp number for any of those things, 0487155333.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, it's The Big Breakfast. Nat's and Joey here with you. Jono's going to be back with us on Monday. He's enjoying some time off. The internet just popped something up on my Instagram that made me go, what are you talking about? It's already been 30 years since The Lion King was released. 30 years. You've watched The Lion King, the cartoon, right?
Yeah,
so it's celebrating its 30th anniversary, and that kind of blew my mind, right? When people say, hey, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, for some reason they think the 80s or the 70s, but that is a lot longer away than it actually is. 30 years is the 90s, right?
Yeah, you're
and
right.
It just gives me shivers to think, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about that The Lion King has been out for 30 years? And then a whole list of things that are turning 50 popped up. And I was like, 50? Like the Rubik's Cube. The Rubik's Cube is turning 50 in 2024. Like that has been around forever. Half a century.
I never know how to solve the Rubik's Cube. Have you ever solved the Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. When I was younger. Yes, I did. It took me a long time, but I did it. I'm not one of those like can do it very quickly. And there's a whole way to do it, by the way. I have a friend who's figured out the way to do it, and then she can do it really quickly. But I just did it by like trying hard and, you know, kept moving things around, and then eventually I did it. It was so satisfying. I think we should get some for the studio. They're very cathartic and stress relievers. They're olden day stress reliever before the squidgy thing, you know, was invented. Kiss, the rock band, turning 50 in 2024. Skittles. Didn't know Skittles had been around for that long.
Wow.
Apparently, they're not very good for you, all the sort of coloring that are in Skittles, so you shouldn't be eating those anyway. This TV show, Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Have you ever watched Happy Days with the Fonz?
I have no idea what the
show is
all about.
You don't know who Fonzie is? Oh, he's such a beautiful human. The $6 Million Man, the TV show, is turning 50 this year. The shop Foot Locker.
I love Foot Locker. All my shoes are from Foot Locker. Well, most of them, actually.
Yeah. I didn't know that it had been around already 50 years. Post-it notes. You like to scribble on those notes about the show, and then you like to sort of passive-aggressively stick them on my computer screen so that I remember to, you know, cut to the chase. And Dungeons & Dragons. Also, happy 50th birthday to Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't know how to play Dungeons & Dragons, although, but I would like to learn.
I think there's also a TV show of sorts, right? Or a movie.
I think it's a movie. It's a new one.
Yeah.
Who was it? It has a lot of stars in there.
Yeah, I used to play Dungeons & Dragons when I was younger. But again, you know, I've realized that I'm older than I like to care to remember and need to take a look at my birth certificate. Because if The Lion King came out 30 years ago, ouch.
Have you seen the sequel to The Lion King, but not... It's a prequel, but it came out after the second sequel. It's called Lion King 1.5.
No.
It's an amazing movie. It's also a cartoon.
Is it?
It's the story of Timon and Pumbaa, how they got to the point to meet.
Stop it.
Yeah.
When did that come out and where have I been all my life?
Oh my God, it's an amazing movie.
Now
I
know what to do this afternoon. Lion King 1.5?
1.5.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Seriously, so enjoying the music that is out in the charts at the moment. Benson Boone and Beautiful Things on Dubai 92. You with Nats and Joey on The Big Breakfast. Jonah's going to be back with us on Monday, and yay to that. I hope you brought gifts. I brought gifts from my trip, but they're still in a suitcase I haven't unpacked.
You haven't unpacked yet?
When I got home, I opened the suitcase, I took out all the laundry, and then I zipped it back up with the gifts in it and the things that I bought for myself, and I put it in my room, and then, well, we got, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime storm, so I was kind of busy running around with buckets and just making sure that everything was spick and span in the house and that kind of stuff, and no, I haven't unpacked it. And that is my weird disclaimer of telling you this is why I haven't brought you your present yet.
Is it a great present? Because I really love the presents that you got me.
Oh no, no pressure.
Just saying.
I might have to now swapsie something that I bought for somebody else and give it to you, but you don't like clothes,
don't.
So that's not going to be possible. you'll have to find out. I think I might just wait until Monday when Jono's back and then do all the sort of like, hey, I'm
giveaways.
Back from my holiday giveaways. That way I only have to do it once. How are you faring after the last couple of days? And like I said, the storm that was once in a lifetime. Let us know, 0487155333. What did you experience in the rain? What did you see? I saw somebody jet skiing. I saw it on social media, mind you. I didn't see it with my real eyes, like in real life. But, you know, I kind of liked that somebody decided, you know what? I'm just going to go have for a little hoon around my neighborhood, whatever neighborhood that was. If you saw anything completely out of the ordinary or interesting where that made you smile, let us know.
That is insane. I think I saw also a video of people playing volleyball in the water.
Oh, yeah.
It was also kind of fun. It looked fun.
Hey, I mean, if you're going to make it most of a wetty situation, then why not, you know? Mm. And I saw tadpoles in certain pools of water that had gathered. Mm. Yeah, little tadpoles on the road and stuff like that. So I don't know how they got in there, and I hope they got safely out.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
I reckon what they need to do is get together, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, and write a song for Dubai. Because that one's great. It's really anthemic. I love what they do with New York, but we need one for Dubai. And if they're not going to do it, maybe we need to get ChatGPT or your co-pilot friend there, your AI friend, and we need to write a little ditty, Joey, when Jono gets back on Monday.
Okay. Do we send it off to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys and have them...
Well, do we even have to when you've got AI involved? That's what I'm asking.
We'll see. We'll see.
I'm sure a lot of people try to reach Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. It's not that easy. It's not like you're going to just 100%. DM them and they're going to be like, oh, what did Nat and Jerry want? Yeah. What does the Big Breakfast want from Dubai 92? Yeah. Oh, they want us to write a song. Why not? We'll do it.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it hurt to try?
I've decided that for 2024, I'm going to embrace things. And you and Jono seem to be so gung-ho on AI. I'm just going to lean into it now. So I'm going to tell you, yeah, let's go to one of your AI software thingy-majobbies and write a little song when Jono gets back.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
You really want to do this?
Yeah, yes is more.
This is exciting.
I know. I watched the movie, I think it's called Say Yes with Jim Carrey, where he had to say yes to everything. And he had a good old time doing it. So I'm going to give it a try for 2024 within reason. Within reasons and within the boundaries of the law. And things that are within my like moral parameters and boundaries as well. So I will say yes to Steph within reason.
Oh, you're gonna love this. I have a whole bunch of websites that I want to try out for the show.
I'm very scared.
Yeah, and might clone you probably.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm defo not saying yes to that. See, I said within the morality of my personality, and I'm out for that.
I'm gonna try and make it look like you walked on the moon, you and Jono.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
I don't know how to do that yet.
I'd like to do that in real life, to be fair. I mean, they did it once. Why haven't we done it again? Did it even happen? There's my conspiracy theory.
Oh, we're doing conspiracy theories now.
I mean, just off the... it just happened, you know? I'm like, well, where's the proof? And like, why could you do it so many years ago and you haven't done it since?
Okay, I love this new you.
Thank you.
Yeah, more AI.
Yeah,
more.
Let's hope it lasts until tomorrow, or at least until 10 a.m.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, you're listening to The Big Breakfast. Nat's and Joey here with you. John is going to be back with us on Monday, and I think he's really going to be missing out on the show, especially because the last few days have been, well, unprecedented here in the UAE. We had a storm like no other for the first time in 75 years. It was one of those once-in-a-lifetime storms. I've been here since I was 7 years old. I've never witnessed anything like it. But I also really rejoiced in the community riling together and helping each other out, helping each other out of jams, giving each other shelter and that kind of stuff. And then yesterday, I had to smile from ear to ear to see what some other people were doing. And we are going to be talking to Rohit, who was literally there on Sheikh Zayed Road, the section of the road that was closed off, and having all the fun. Rohit, how are you?
I am great. How about you? How have you been?
Yeah, been very, very good. What was the last few days like for you?
It's something else altogether. Living on Sheikh Zayed Road, I have not seen anything like this ever before. You know, usually during Dubai Marathon, how the roads are empty.
Yes.
That was the only time that I saw the roads empty. But yesterday, it just felt like, the longest strip that I could ever walk. A lot of people were playing in the evening. A lot of people had their dogs out. A lot of people were skateboarding. A few were cycling. Uh-oh. A lot of things were happening.
And what did you decide? What mode of transport was your plaything for yesterday?
Me and my two legs. The best possible thing.
Yeah, so you just walked around and took in the sights. Because you're right, you know, other than the cycling ride or the Dubai run, you know, Sheikh Zayed Road never comes to a standstill like that. And usually it's full of either cyclists or runners, right? But it was completely empty. And I love that people just decided, you know what, I'm going to carpe diem. I'm going to make the most of this moment. And I'm going to go and enjoy the vantage point of our beautiful skyline from Sheikh Zayed Road with no cars coming.
Exactly. And a lot of people had this. Obviously, we met quite a few people who recognized us from the social media. And they said, hey, you guys are making content. They're like, no, we're not making content. We just want to walk here. And they were like, you know, hopefully the government should declare one day where Sheikh Zayed Road should be open once a month where people could just walk. It was so beautiful.
I know. I wish I'd known that. I only saw it in the early hours of this morning. And I was like, oh, Rohit, look at all the fun that you're having, you know. And I really love that you got down there. But you say you live near there. So you just kind of walked on over and decided to enjoy your neighborhood?
Yes. So in the last 2 days, in fact, we've been seeing everything right in front of our eyes where, you know, the traffic came to a standstill for a good 7+ hours. After that, we saw slowly it started clearing up. Then we saw, obviously, there was a huge patch where a few cars were literally submerged. And then we saw how the RT and the Dubai police literally helped, you know, get those cars out and, you know, pumped all the water out literally right in front of our eyes.
I know the speed with which they did that. They really deserve a standing ovation with regards to that. But what's the thing that made you smile the most with regards to what you've seen over the last couple of days, be it while you were there pedestrian on Sheikh Zayed Road or in other parts of our beautiful city?
Honestly, I think this is something very different. I've been here in Dubai for around 10 or 12 years. I have never seen anything like this. I don't know how to put it, but it was just a community, how you could just see everybody down in the evening smiling at each other. Like, no one from any country. Everyone belongs to UAE. It was just how you could just look at each other, nod and walk. That's it. There's something different about this.
Yeah, you guys had a party on Sheikh Zayed Road, and it's definitely one for the history books. And I'm sure one has seen it on social media. But if they want to have a look at exactly what we're talking about, what's the handle that they can check out?
Yes, they can have a look on a Tidding Official. Tidding as in the sound. Tidding.
Tidding. I like it. I've always wondered why you named it that. And I'm so glad that you've clarified that for me. Rohit, thanks for having a chat with us today. Keep smiling and keep making the most of our beautiful city.
Thank you. And you guys as well.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Imagine Dragons on Dubai 92. Earlier, Joey, on The Big Breakfast, you were telling us how we could save money by using cash instead of using our credit cards so that you're more aware of how much you are spending. You can curb it. You can withdraw a certain amount per month and stick to it. And that way you don't overspend. Imagine if I told you that reclining seats could someday soon be scrapped from economy class, and it's someday soon, amid concerns over space, fuel costs, and even in-flight fighting over space, right? So some airlines said that they're really looking into this because of the cost of jet fuel, and they're always looking to reduce weight on board. So non-reclining seats require fewer parts, and thereby reducing their weight and saving them some money. And I am not excited about that.
I love this. Where can I sign the petition?
Why do you love this? You're 7 foot.
Well, I always book the seat that's either in the front
Lucky.
Or next to the exit, because that way, you know,
you have enough leg room for yourself.
And I don't like the whole reclining seat thing, because there's always someone either argues with someone about it, you either are shy, can't say anything about it, and you have to deal with the fact that someone reclined the seat all the way back. And now they're practically just taking a nap and their head is like at your knees.
Okay, Daddy, so. Big bucks. Not everybody can afford business class, however. And if you're on a 17-hour flight in economy and you have to be like upright, you know, like a tree, and you can't recline even a smidge, and maybe you can have a little conversation with the person in front of you or the person behind you going, all right, you know, outside of meal times, I'm going to recline a little bit, you recline a little bit. And okay, not everybody, you know, enjoys any kind of like conversation or confrontation for that matter. But if you've just said it yourself, you try to book the extra leg room so there's nobody in front of you reclining. And
yeah,
you
exactly.
mean you'd just rather be upright for 17 hours instead of being able to put your seat a little bit back
100%.
And
That's
be a
me.
Little bit more comfortable?
That's just me, because I can't deal with people reclining their seat. If they recline it a little bit, it's fine. But if they go all the way back, that's just rude.
Okay, well, then they should at least restrict the reclining angle, but not scrap it altogether just so that they can save money and we can be uncomfortable. This is what I'm saying.
This is my point of view. I feel like people are not reasonable. That's right. How I see it, especially on a plane.
Right.
So if you just stop the whole reclining seat option, then we will live in a peaceful flight wherever we're going.
Needing a chiropractor when we get there or an acupuncturist or something. Because if you're flying to like Australia and New Zealand from here and it takes you something like 20 hours in the upright position at all times, and you can't even so much as get a little bit of shut eye because, you know, I don't know about you, but I can't afford the business class flight.
Neither do I.
On a long haul thing. So what I'm saying is I'm not here with you. I'm not in agreement. Are you in agreement with Nats or Joey? Let us know. 04-871-5533 on WhatsApp. Do you think yay away with the reclining seats, or are you like absolutely not, save fuel and save costs in another way? I mean, they really do serve us some muck on most airlines, you know, so it's not like they're spending big bucks on the food. Maybe it's just scrap the food entirely and tell people to bring their own snacks.
So now we're scrapping food too.
Well,
no food, rather no reclining seats, nothing.
No, I'd rather the no food than the reclining seats. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's the beautiful new one from Hozier. It's called Too Sweet on Dubai 92. The Big Breakfast with Nats and Joey. John is going to be back with us on Monday morning. Cannot wait for that because I'm sure Jono would be in agreement with me. Airlines are thinking about making away with reclining seats. We're not going to be able to just recline a little bit on long-haul flights in economy because they're trying to save costs. Joey's for it. I'm against it. Candice, where do you sit on the matter? Literally.
I am horrified. I'm almost 6 foot. I don't mind people reclining. Everyone reclines. So if everyone's reclining, it's fine. But can you imagine? I mean, I've done the Australia trip. Sitting upright for 20 hours. I mean, everyone is going to be grumpy. And then air hostesses have got to deal with, 400 grumpy passengers on board because they haven't slept for 20 hours. It's going to cause even more issues. I think it is the worst idea. And I would not fly with a seat that cannot recline.
Likewise, I'm totally in agreement with you. 20 hours of sitting in an upright position, you're gonna arrive wherever you're arriving, crook, and you're gonna need somebody to help you out with your back. So you're gonna be in pain, discomfort, grumpy.
And again, I don't find the reclining an issue. People reclining in front of you, just get over yourself. I mean, it's just a little bit of discomfort.
Yeah,
I think it's silly.
And if everybody does it, then it's fine. Then you still have the same amount of room. It's like if the person in front of me reclines, then I recline and so on and so forth, right? And then when food happens, everybody knows that the etiquette is then to put it back up.
Absolutely. I've never had an issue with someone reclining in front of me, ever.
Candace.
And if there's yes.
Listen, let's say someone reclined in front of you all the way back and they're facing you practically.
Oh, thanks to goodness, I have never had an issue.
Okay, wait. Let's say they start to snore or they sneeze and that's just happening in front of you. What do you do then? Does that annoy you?
Honest to goodness, can you not put that aside? Put your headphones on and get over yourself.
Thank you.
For that little bit. It's not that bad.
It's rude. I don't like it.
Candace wins. What do you mean it's rude? It's like, you know what? You've gone down a whole other path, snoring and sneezing. Like, you're going to do it upright anyway.
It's just facing me.
Honestly, it's just
my... I don't know what flights...
Snoring in front of me. That's not an issue.
Exactly. Candace is right. And what flights have you been on where somebody's facing you?
It's not when they go all the way back, it's like their head is on your knees.
Well, it's not our fault that you're like the tallest man on earth, okay? Like for the rest of us, though, that are average height, okay, reclining is not an issue.
It is to me.
Let me just ask, have you ever flown with kids?
Yeah, I don't mind kids on the plane, honestly.
No, but have you ever flown with kids?
No.
I have 3 kids. Now, can you imagine me sitting upright and my 3 kids sitting upright for 20 hours?
No.
Don't bring the kids into
know, and then having to deal with all of that. No, thank you. I would, no. Let everyone sleep. And even if they are snoring, then you put your earplugs in and you get over it for that little bit because I'm not sleeping for 20 hours.
Well said, Candace. Exactly. I think Joey over here is really going to be alone with this sentiment. But if by some strange miracle for Joey, you agree with him, let us know. 04-871-5533. Yeah, you go find them. I don't know where you're going to go find them, but you go find them, Joey. Candace, thank you so much.
Your pleasure. Good day.
Have a great one. Bye. She told you.
Yeah, she brought in the kids into it.
She told you. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair. You shouldn't do that.
Go sit in the timeout corner over there, Joey.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Nats and Joey on The Big Breakfast. We are almost out, but we are joined by the gorgeous Sheena Kay. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Good. On a scale of one to not so tall as Joey, you sit at the other end of the scale, okay? Because Joey's tall. Like, we're going to use him as the control substance of very, very tall man.
Okay.
You're 5 foot, right?
5 foot nothing. Yes.
I'm smack in the middle. I'm 5'6", 5'6" and a half. Joey is
6'2". 6'3", probably. Not sure.
If you were Jono, you'd be embellishing that and going, I'm 6'5", I'm 6'7".
I would have believed you too if that's what you said.
So we've been having a debate on the show because some airlines are thinking about removing reclining seats from economy class to save some cash because fewer parts for the seats if they can't recline, so they're going to save cash.
Okay.
But it means a whole bunch of grumpy passengers, especially on long-haul flights.
Mm-hmm.
We just spoke to Candice, who took Joey to task and put him in the naughty corner, saying, you haven't been on a long-haul flight with kids. Imagine not being able to recline, your kids not being able to recline, and then arriving where you need to with these three kids, with your back and neck hurting and all sorts of things. You go to Canada once a year, sometimes twice a year, to go see your family. It's 14, 15-hour flights.
Very long flight.
You've done it with Kai. What if they were to tell you that in an economy class, you can no longer recline a little smidge, not even a millimeter, because Joey's like, yes, I'm here for it.
I need to think about this because actually, to be honest, now that I'm traveling with Kai, half the time I can't even use the reclining seat because he doesn't want it reclined and then I have to keep the same as him because he's like half on my seat and then otherwise it's uneven on his back. No matter how I fly with this child, I end up getting there with like a sore neck and needing to go for like acupuncture or something.
All right, we'll say that he was flying with Mark. Okay, and you were going on holiday with me.
I definitely want a reclining seat.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
But I also want them to add back those like footrests in the front of the seat.
Yeah, where did they go?
I don't know. I always need to put my bag under there to put my feet up. Because if I'm going to recline, then my feet are up. And if they're dangling, that's not good. So I think it needs to be like the reclining seat and the footrest.
Yeah.
Or maybe just... I'll sleep on the window.
Or somebody give us a business class flight ticket. You know what, Joey? If you can ensure that I get to fly business class for the rest of my life, you can have your economy non-reclinage.
I didn't want a recliner seat.
Yeah.
I don't fly business. I've never flown business in my life.
Me neither.
Okay?
Right.
So
I've upgraded with miles, okay? To be fair, that's why we have them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this experience is during economy, and I don't like it because people are rude. And I don't like to confront people about
how they recline. You're stereotyping people. Not everybody's rude. I'm not rude.
Well, I can understand, Joey, because if someone reclines in front of him, they're basically in your face, right?
So then if you recline, they're no longer in your face.
But, yeah, okay, that's also a good point. I didn't think about that. But why don't you just sit in the front row then where they're...
I do.
Yeah,
I
so then what difference does it make to you?
But if I don't get the chance to do that... Then I have to...
So everyone needs to suffer because you're not going to sit in the front row.
Yes, me and a lot of people who agree with me as well.
First child syndrome, Sheena. That's what's going on. I mean, you're the first child in your family, but you're just a ray of sunshine. Be more like Sheena, Joey. That's what you need to take into your day. Yeah. Everybody should be more like Sheena K.
Can we leave now? I don't like
this. Yeah, we can, because then she'll teach you more how to be more like Sheena for the next 3 hours.
No supporting me.
Yeah, and I tell you what, your bro for your little bromance wouldn't support you either, because Mr. likes to fly in style.
I know.
Horizontal is how Jono likes to fly.